So one of the things that I've learned about my sermon writing process during my internship is that it never comes easily, as you can imagine. Writing a sermon can be an agonizing process of sitting at my computer, ready for words of wisdom to come flowing forth, and instead staring blankly at my screen. Or worse, allowing myself to get pulled away into some other task. And this week, my procrastination and avoidance was at an all-time high. As I reflected on this, I came to realize that it was not a coincidence that my worst bout of procrastination occurred with the preparation of the final sermon of my internship here at USG. Putting words on paper made it all too real that what has been such a meaningful experience is actually coming to a close. Avoiding the writing of this sermon was also avoiding the feelings of loss and grief that come with any transition. And especially at the close of an experience that has made me feel, in the words of Heidi Newmark, blessedly alive. So, it has been with a heart full of joy and also a bit of sadness that this sermon and I have come to arrive here this morning. That phrase, blessedly alive, is an incredibly powerful and meaningful phrase to me. Last week, I hear tissues coming, thank you. Oh, okay. I thought I would just get that out of the way, okay. Can I give these to you? No, thank you. That phrase, blessedly alive, is an incredibly powerful and meaningful phrase to me. Last week, Reverend Kent spoke about creating and recreating our own lives and of living into the creativity that is all around us. For me, another way to talk about this is continuing to connect with that which makes us feel so close to life, so blessedly alive. It seems appropriate to me that Mother's Day falls within the month that our spiritual theme is creation. Traditionally, this is a day dedicated to celebrating women with children and the role they play as caretakers. And we definitely want to honor all those women. But as a spiritual community, I think we can also expand our notion of what is celebrated on this day. Whether we have children or not, each of us, in our own way, creates, births, nurtures, and cares for life. For the people in our lives, children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, students, friends, and for other living beings, beloved pets, flourishing and maybe fledgling gardens. The Social Justice Sunday project that the children in the congregation have been engaged in as part of their religious education program is a shining example of this capacity in each of us to embody the creative spirit of mothering. It is this spirit that seeks to nurture the abundance and fullness of life. It is also this spirit that helps each of us to see creativity at work in the world and our role in it. The theologian Henry Nelson Wyman believed that creativity connects all, and that where we experience the holy or the sacred, creative interchange is taking place. Listening to or singing a stirring piece of music, taking in the vibrant colors of a spring sunrise, laughing that full belly kind of laugh with a good friend. Creative interchange is in those holy moments when we are in touch with the abundant goodness of life. It is in the creative process that personal transformation is possible, but it is also in the creative process that societal and environmental transformation is possible as well. In the hymn Spirit of Life by Carolyn McDade, which we sing every Sunday, we sing of a spirit that moves through the world, blowing in the wind, rising in the sea, stirring compassion and giving life the shape of justice. The spirit of life is a spirit of creation, and we are its co-creators. Most of us here are interested in the endeavor of leading spiritually engaged and rich lives. That's why we show up here on a Sunday morning or participate in any number of church activities. A 6-week adult spiritual development program called Spirit in Practice just concluded this week, and participants in the program explored a variety of spiritual practices, including justice practices. Some in the program shared how they had never really thought of social justice as a spiritual practice. Yet, just like singing a beautiful piece of music, our engagement in practices of social justice are encounters of creative interchange in which the holy can be experienced. So, how do we act as co-creators of life shaped by justice? How do we go about bringing forth the fullness and abundance of life? I believe that we must first ground ourselves in where we are. We must pay attention to and appreciate the beauty of the world as well as the pain. Each of these tasks can create its own challenges. It can be difficult to appreciate the good and the beautiful when our hearts have become hardened by all the injustice and violence we witness and hear about. It can also be challenging to allow in the reality of the pain of the world because it is just too overwhelming, or because we'd really rather not see it or feel it. For me, it has been difficult to hear updates of the mounting death toll in the wake of the collapse of the Rana Plaza building in Bangladesh, which housed 5 garment factories. There are now over 1,100 counted among the dead. And a part of me doesn't want to face the devastating pain of each of those lost lives or the implications for my own consumer habits. When it comes to living into our role as creators of justice, it is really this second task of paying attention to the pain in the world that is the hardest and yet the most crucial. Joanna Macy, the Buddhist scholar and ecological activist, says that we have to not be afraid of feeling pain for our world. The anguish we feel for what is happening is inevitable and normal. If we're afraid to feel our anguish, we won't feel where it comes from. And where it comes from is love, our love for this world. And this is what I appreciate about Heidi Newmark's use of the term blessedly alive. The blessing she talks about comes from a fierce love for the world and the full awareness of both life and death. She writes, "Perhaps that's why I feel so close to life in this place, so blessedly alive. It is life in the face of death here. Where the distances are most acute between lions and lambs, Tiffany's and Illusion's 99 cent. And here, where the valleys cry to rise up and meet the hills, here love comes to level out uneven ground and make rough places plain, and pleads for our collaboration. Love causes us to feel anguish and also to notice goodness, and it pleads for our collaboration. Newmark witnessed the pain of poverty and urban environmental degradation in her community due to decades of negligence by the city, and she also experienced the beauty of a religious community that was there for each other in these times of hardship, who made meals for each other, who walked each other's children home from school, and sang songs of praise in a church building desperately in need of repair. With that community, she worked to give life the shape of justice. Wangari Maathai, the Kenyan environmental and political activist and 2004 Nobel Peace Prize winner, was also a creator of justice and peace. The Green Belt Movement, which she founded in 1977, reclaimed the landscape of Kenya over the last three decades of her life and transformed the lives of women and their families. Even though she had moved away from home, it was her childhood memories of the richness and abundance of the land that shaped her approach to helping the women of rural Kenya. For Maathai, justice for women was directly connected to caring for the beautiful land she had grown to love as a child. The pain and suffering that people faced could be addressed by bringing back that beautiful resource. Both Heidi Newmark and Wangari Maathai created justice by resisting those forces that destroy the beauty and joy of the world. And we can do this too. As creators of justice, we ground ourselves in where we are now. We recognize the beauty of the world, and we feel the pain of the world as well. From this place, our creative action emerges. Where is it that you see beauty and that you experience pain in your community? We are lucky that here at USG, we need not look farther than our own backyard to witness the beauty and abundance of life's creation. We get to experience it each time we gather on this nearly 6 acres of precious land, our own little piece of creation. And there is more to our community than just the beautiful land and its inhabitants of chipmunks and squirrels and robins, maple trees and oak trees. There is also the community of people we touch. We know that beauty and pain intermingle within the walls of our church and in the lives of those who are a part of this religious community. And not too far from here, beauty and pain intermingle on the streets where young people are victims of gun violence, where the city's public schools face continued budget cuts, but also where community gardens flourish and where survivors of human trafficking rebuild their lives. This beauty and this pain call for our creative action. Many of you are engaged in one or multiple issues through our social action initiatives here at USG. Tutoring at Lingelbach Elementary School and advocating on behalf of the city's public schools, working toward climate change policy and reducing your own carbon footprint, supporting just wages and benefits for restaurant workers, advocating for an end to prison construction, or raising awareness of women's reproductive rights. There is no shortage of ways to engage in justice practices here at USG. So today you might consider, what is a next step for you? What is the next creative action you can take in your journey as a creator of justice? Here, where the valleys cry to rise up and meet the hills, and love comes to level out uneven ground and make rough places plain, how is love pleading for your collaboration? As I mentioned, this is the final sermon of my internship, which officially ends on May 31st. And I wanted to just take a moment to thank all of you for helping me to feel blessedly alive these past 9 months, almost 9 months. As a religious community, you are creating and nurturing a loving and caring spiritual home where all are welcomed. You are creating opportunities for experiencing the wonder and awe of life. You are creating meaningful interaction with organizations and individuals in the broader Mount Airy and Philadelphia community. And you are creating a place that sustains souls full of longing for connection and love. USG, you are blessedly alive. May you continue to lift up the fullness of life with hearts full of love for the world. Amen. I think we're doing something more formal next weekend, so you can stand and applaud again. But if you would, please now rise in body or spirit to sing together hymn number 1028 in the teal hymnal, The Fire of Commitment.